Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig hanging out with you. even the question itself has gotten people going on the text line. 713-572-4610. What if Laremy Tunsil was not the problem last year? And everybody's like, but he was, though. He was definitely part of the problem. What you mean? Yeah. Chris Strasser, formerly the offensive line coach here for the Texans the last couple of years, he seems to indicate that he wasn't. He seems to indicate that he does not believe Laremy Tunsil was the issue. And
if OJ didn't do it?
Come on now.
I mean,
what if?
Hey, it's I guess in theory, technically, yeah. There is a possibility that that is the case. Mm-hmm. He was giving a lot of quotes to the Washington Post, who had a profile of Laremy Tunsil. Clearly, obviously, Laremy now in Washington with the Commanders. So there's some of this looking and examining of, you know, what it was like. Because I imagine if you're a Commanders fan and you bring in this Laremy Tunsil, high-priced guy who has obviously been an all-pro at points, but yeah. You look at last year and you go, well, how could you be that good and be on an offensive line that bad? They have questions, which is just like we had questions. But some of the quotes included like this one. Quote, and this again, Chris Strasser, offensive line coach last year. I don't think our room was good last year. It was a combination of a lot of things. By no means Laremy being the issue or the main issue. It was a combination of so many things. Our chemistry was just not right, but it was not all at all Laremy's fault that our chemistry was not right. It really wasn't. There was a lot of things going on, and it just wasn't good enough. My fault. I would point the finger to myself, number one, close quote.
All right, let's just talk about that one right there. And again, this was the Washington Post profile, and Laremy Tunsil. Let's talk about what we know, all right? This is just things that we know. Chris Strasser has been an offensive line coach for a long, long time. Not only an offensive line coach, a very good offensive line coach. The Washington football team, back then anyway, the Broncos, the Colts, and then the Texans. So it's not as if this guy was, and this is no shade at Cole Popovich, you know, but just as an example, a first-year offensive line coach who really was trying to just figure things out, maybe lost control of the room with a veteran who kind of beats, you know, goes by the beat of his own drum, et cetera. Chris Strasser has pelts on the wall. We know that, right?
You just mentioned the NFL. Like, he's obviously done offensive line
college for years.
For a long space. I understand what you're saying.
So no one can argue that, right?
I just want you to know there is a butt coming with all of this, but keep going.
I'm going to start with what we know. Very well-respected, longtime offensive line coach. All of a sudden, it didn't work last year. We also know this. Laremy Tunsil, top three, top five pass blockers in the entire NFL. Would anybody argue that?
I mean, there are statistics that would very much point you to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also know that Bobby Slowick was, well, we say no. Maybe this is more of an opinion, but it seems to be a very popular opinion. Very much a very rigid offensive line coach, offensive coach in terms of his system.
It does feel like we can triangulate that.
Right?
Yeah.
So Slowick was a big part of the problem. I think most of us would agree. Tunsil, awesome as a pass blocker. And Strasser had a lot of pelts on the wall. I put a little credence into what he said here. I really do.
Really?
A little bit. I think Tunsil could be something of a problem.
The ever skeptical John Lopez is like, I think I see
it. No. That doesn't take away my criticism of Tunsil for not adapting. Because the other thing he said, and let me read this one, was talking about the false starts and stuff. He said, we definitely did have a different cadence than what he was used to. I think he would say it was not that offensive tackle friendly. It took him a while, both years, to get used to it. Well, that's on Tunsil.
It was like two years, huh?
Yeah, that's on Tunsil. And that was my frustration. Figgy, your frustration. Yeah. Reggie, your frustration.
Wait, why are you talking about us when it was clearly Andre Ware's frustration?
Yeah, it was.
Like that, he was the most frustrated of all of us.
What did Andre say? I don't remember. So all I'm saying is if these things are true and we believe them, and certainly some of it on, you know, especially the false starts and such on Laremy Tunsil, do you, I kind of believe he wasn't the only issue. He wasn't the problem in the room.
Oh, no, you don't get that bad
right?
as an offensive line if he's the only issue.
Mm-hmm.
I just am not really here for this kind of soft-pedaling of Laremy Tunsil's role last year. Yes, he was a good pass blocker, but there was a lot of instances of run blocking where he was not solid. You talk about the snap count and the false starts being like, yo, it was a complicated system.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy,
yeah.
Like, well, we latch on at some point. Like, ultimately, you need to figure out a way for this to be workable.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of your job. Yes, the coaches need to put you in a better position. I fully and completely agree with that. But also, the thing that was really off-putting that I think has consistently been off-putting, and I know for Laremy, he kind of pushes back at like the Albert Breer report that it was a toxic room. And we kind of pushed back at it because I felt that felt like a harsh word to use. Even if it felt like they were not kind of all in, at least in lockstep in the direction that you're going. There's a C on your chest, big dog. Like, you are a captain, right? The idea that, I think Strasser got to the idea that, yeah, man, Laremy didn't want to necessarily be like kind of a leader in some ways. That is what you get when you are the captain. Like, that is part of being in that space. That's the hierarchical nature of football, is that you end up in places where Even just by nature, you making it a little while. You the OG, now you have to be a little bit of a leader. And that is a failing to some degree of a player. Like, as much as I understand that not everybody is built to be a leader, hell, I think we all have worked in a place where there's been a manager or whatever that we're like, yo, probably shouldn't be a manager, do not have the skills for it. However, football is that place where you kind of have to figure out a way to add that to your bag as well. And that was very much a failing of Laremy Tunsil in being that type of guy. As we're seeing, we can even go off of what we're seeing right now. The Laremy Tunsil, the Titus Howard that we're seeing right now has done more to embrace that role in the short period of time where he has kind of become that, had that space in this offensive line, than Laremy Tunsil ever did.
No, I don't disagree. And I'm not saying Laremy Tunsil is off the hook. What I am saying is, I don't think it was just him, and I don't think Chris Strasser forgot how to coach. And so
I kind of agree with that.
You know,
I think if it was
not just him.
I think if it was that simple, they could have just got rid of him and ball would have been rolling right now.
Right.
And
oh, by the way, one more thing. If you're going to implement a new system, this power running system, I mean, would you still want Laremy Tunsil pass blocking? Let's look at yesterday.
Well,
how'd they do?
No, I don't think you could. And this is where I come from. Like, what is the foundational piece that new offensive line coach, Cole Popovich, who, again, you say first-time coach, first-time here. Like, he's done this before.
Never as the guy.
Was he?
Never as the offensive line coach.
Okay. But Cole Popovich has gotten out here, and he's stressed, like, nasty. He's stressed all those things. He's stressed, you know, making sure that your fundamentals and your technique has been there. Those are things that Laremy Tunsil has not always been the best about, even as he's found a way to be a very, very good pass blocker. And I'll never begrudge him that. This is all like things that you would need to fall in even to get the baseline of being satisfactory.
But his technique, pass blocking, next level.
The technique all the way around, like this can't be piecemeal.
Yeah.
And it feels like Laremy Tunsil with the vet and all those things has not been committed to those. Now, we're talking about a lot about Laremy Tunsil. I do want to turn around and go, I know you ain't talking Chris Strasser, because I know you're talking about his history. He did feel a level of checked out, because you talk about this is my responsibility. So what did you do to get this on track, dog?
Yeah, no, I get it. And I think that speaks to my other sort of thought, opinion, whatever you want to call it, is, you know, the dysfunction was not just in the offensive line room, as in offensive line men. It was Slowik, Strasser, Popovich. I think there was some dysfunction there. I think there was some disagreement there, and I think this speaks to it.
And what also speaks to it is that when you look at this team, what they did in you know, trying to remedy this is they cut out those three. That triumvirate.
Yeah.
Offense coordinator, offensive line coach,
Laremy
Tunsil. Those three are no longer here, which to some degree for me speaks to the idea that they did some level of diagnosing, and more so I think with the coaching, they looked at it and they're like, if we want to be a better version of ourselves, this can't be how we continue moving forward. And again, the words that they've said on Laremy is more about the money of this, and I do think you can see the ways in which the money factor in, especially as you continue to pay more and more guys and get prepared to pay more guys. But you also can't look at this and say, and ignore rather, big issue was offensive line play, false starts, and the three guys that get rid of all factored in that in a big way.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's interesting to me, and I think there are so many things that factors that were at play that it wasn't just, oh, Laremy Tunsil, he's a cancer. It wasn't just that. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't just that.
Will we have a different feeling if we see Laramie Tunsil be the one we thought we was going to get with less false starts and just the line, the offensive line just gelling and vibing and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that will give us a good credence. Like, I think that will give us a good baseline on this, but we won't be happy about it. I also don't know that. Just because you find a better place for it to work, I don't know if that inherently means that it would have worked here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think that that's also something that can be true in this case. But yeah, look, I understand what Chris Strasser was talking about. I do think that he has some validity, and I understand what you're trying to talk about. You can't put it all on Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil as a dude was not like, he was not bringing the entirety of the room down.
Correct.
But I also don't think that he was the solution of what you were doing here.
Yeah.
And especially when you talk about the money and the position of captain that he had, that's problematic. And especially also, I don't really take kindly to like Chris Strasser saying all this now. How about you help fix that? Like, when it's your responsibility.
But again,
to
I
do
think that maybe that was
2 years.
That was the dysfunction at the coaching level. You know,
yeah.
Slowick, Strasser, Popovich.
I will say it didn't help that he was a captain, highest paid
Correct.
Guy, and all that stuff. And the way he kind of went about it,
absolutely,
that didn't help either.
Yeah. So one thing I will say is I've been pretty negative about this offensive line. I'll admit that. But if you compare what you had last year, spin that forward to this offensive line. If we're talking about guys at the top being, all right, Laramie wasn't negative and he's being portrayed as a second semi-negative guy. How positive was he? Compare that to what like Titus Howard has demonstrated thus far as seemingly stepping into that role. It's night and day, I think. So I think that that's a positive when you go into this offensive line. Offensive line, the actual coaching-wise, Chris Strasser, where he's talking about, you know, hey, there was a lot of things that were my fault. Compared to the ways that, I mean, the videos that we've gotten, the opportunities that we've had to be a little bit closer to Cole Popovich, there's a standard very clearly.
Very.
Whether or not this offensive line has the talent to meet that standard, we will see. Mm-hmm. But a standard is very clearly set, and they will not dip below that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that is also a difference from Chris Strasser as well. And I think also if you talk about making sure that the system and the scheme at a larger stance is capable of fitting to what you guys are doing. Clearly, Bobby Slowick was not doing that. Nick Caley has professed that that is his whole goal. And if he does deliver on that, that is three different areas where I look at it where this offensive line should be better suited to go out and execute this year. Still, is the talent there to be able to do it? We will see. But I do feel a lot better about this offensive line, at least in those places. Somebody said Laramie is gone. Who cares? Move on. It's, I mean, a big story that came out, and I think also it allows us to get, as I mentioned,
who cares, guy.
Let's see how this offensive line develops.
Yeah, we are definitely looking at that. A better day for the offense. It seems like they fought both on the field metaphorically and on the field literally. It seems like we'll talk to Sean Pendergast and I believe Seth Payne as well at 12:40 to get their eyes from West Virginia. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including we finally reached it. The Summer of George. Shout out to Jason Alexander. We'll talk about that more next.